unfortunately, it is the end of an era for many longtime Detroit radio listeners.
End of a long time standing show in broadcast history here in Detroit.
You're fired.
Been on the air for more than 22 years.
You're fired.
The last 22 years have been nothing but pure fun.
You're fired.
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 I'm back.
So, do we say this?
Good grief.
Well, yeah, baby.
Welcome back. I know.
It's a tough life being a Cub fan.
Welcome back.
Hey, I heard you missed us. We're back.
Hey. Welcome back.
Oh, would you look at that?
Drew? Guys, where's Drew? Drew?
My God.
How much music do they have to play? It's their first podcast. Well, waiting for my car to get here.
Oh, bullshit. I've been here.
What is the longest the music ever went? We did complete the music, didn't we?
Oh, many times. Many times.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we've had fun so far without you people because we've been hanging out for the last hour or so.
Yeah, we have. We've been having a great time. Finally, we said we better get moving with this thing.
Yeah.
We'll see the sunrise if we keep on.
What is going on here? We're doing a podcast? What is this, the incredible shrinking radio career?
Yeah, I know. But everybody's doing it. We have to do it like everybody else does it.
No, I'm really excited about it.
I love it. There's, there's no contracts. There's no bosses, you know?
No FCC.
No FCC. And as a matter of fact, if you don't believe that, just like I think in the past, I had to do this, in case there's any doubt whatsoever, we have to, I think, start with the seven words and the fact that we can get away with them. And they would be shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits.
How did they settle on those seven?
I don't know. And they seem so lame these days, don't they?
You know, when
I mean, piss?
Well,
tits?
If cocksucker, is it cocksucker?
Cocksucker, yeah.
So cock is okay.
Apparently.
I don't think so.
You know, if it's a rooster you're talking about. but I've not, you know, to this day, tits never did make it. I mean, well, to this day, all these...
Tits is one of the seven?
Yeah, it's one of the very last one of the seven.
I know, you could never say titty bar on the air. I always thought that was ridiculous. The boob bar, the gentleman's club. No, it's a titty bar.
I know, and tits just seems so boring anymore. How can tits
I don't know.
And piss? Everybody says piss. Cunt. Cunt, that's pretty strong.
That's one of the seven.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's no place for that word.
Yeah, to this
that
day.
Word's not safe anywhere.
I'll tell you, though, more women are saying cunt these days.
I know.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of like it. The Brits use that word a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they always have.
And it can mean a guy, too.
Yeah.
It seems to be, anyway.
Yeah.
All those bios I read.
Yeah. Todger. And the Brits are the ones that started the hot rear action, HRA, as you recall.
Is that a British thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I brought the tabloids back. That's right. HRA was frequently a reference on rear action.
Everybody thought it was a hot rod association. No. Hot rear action. No, absolutely not. And by the way, I suppose we should start off, too, Drew, by saying that as a tribute to Prince, the awesome Prince, we should go on to say, dearly beloved, we are gathered here today in this podcast, our very first, to get through this thing called life.
Yes.
Prince. How's that to
Is
bring
that a prayer, opening
down?
Prayer?
Sound like it.
Very good.
I think you started off...
I love that song.
Purple Rain with that, I think.
Yeah, I did want to talk about the podcast because, you know, we started talking about doing something when my thing blew up at 105.1. We were talking about some terrestrial, and it was obvious if it was going to be terrestrial, regular radio, it would have to be the morning. And I could tell that you were kind of, you just didn't quite, it's like, I don't know about that. And it's funny, I had this, well, I thought my mojo, I just thought like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't feel it. And I was pushing myself to, no, you got to do terrestrial radio. You're done with this job. You have to get another one. It's like, when a job ends, you get another job, right? I mean, That's sort of what you think.
It's usually the way it goes.
And yeah, for normal people.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of kept pushing along those lines, and we were talking to some people. And somewhere along the line, became very apparent to me, you know, both my parents are 95, and they're both having some struggles right now, especially my dad. He's got this kind of dementia. I hate to even bring this up, but it involves violent hallucinations.
God, man.
I know. Can you imagine that?
Like, dementia isn't bad enough. You got to add that to it.
And then, exactly, my mom has dementia, but it's not bad. My mom actually is getting along pretty well. She's over at Fox Run, and she's pretty happy. But, you know, she needs attention.
Yeah, care, yeah.
And, you know, she can't, her annuity, for example, the bank wrote a letter, we need proof that you're alive. If we're going to keep sending you $1,100 a month.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, and she has no driver's license.
They're trying to catch her in the courtyard or something? She's still alive. Yeah, there she is.
No, that wouldn't be good enough. A picture would not suffice.
Oh,
so
I see.
As her power of attorney,
yeah,
I had to prove I was alive and tell them that she's alive. They'll keep sending me $1,100. And by the end of the day, I thought, you know, isn't it quite obvious that there's a real hole in this one? Because if she wasn't alive, they're just depending on me. You know, I could scam that $1,100 a month for the rest of my life.
Yeah, right.
Well, until she's 140, I guess. Yeah, it'd be
maybe.
Pretty obvious.
Yeah.
So anyway, with my parents both being ill, my dad got a concussion in February. He fell.
Oh, brother. They always fall.
And he's not quite come out of this thing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's sort of a... I've been back and forth to St. Louis a couple times, and I want to go back in June probably.
Yeah.
And I just started thinking, you know, I'm going to need clumps of time where I just need to take off.
Yeah.
And then the obvious is certainly could possibly happen at some point. I just didn't feel right about taking a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday job. It just seemed like, you know, if I don't have to do that, it seems like this is a good time to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell you were leaning the same way, although you seem to have a little less commitment to anything than I did.
Yeah, you might say that. Yeah,
Mike has committed to 2 podcasts a week.
Yeah. I've really jumped in the swimming pool, haven't I?
That was pretty funny when you said...
I jumped in both feet.
When you said, I'll do 2, I was like, okay, I guess I was prepared for that.
Yeah, I'm a slow starter. I believe in long foreplay, you know.
Well, it seemed like the answer was going to be 0 there for a while.
Yeah, I know.
So 2 seemed like a lot.
I think so. I thought so then. I think so now. In fact, it might be too much.
I thought about it? Well, it's funny
out of me right now.
I sent Mike a text, and I said, Mike, it looks like we're going to record the first podcast at 5 o'clock. And Mike writes back, well, isn't that during, I have to come over during rush hour traffic.
God, am I a whiner? It's like, I didn't realize I'm such a whiner.
Rush hour traffic?
God.
From Losser to Coolidge?
Well, I didn't think of it as I was thinking of coming down Woodward all the way, and then I'm thinking 5 o'clock Woodward, you know.
It's a little.
Yeah, you know.
It could be cleaner.
Well, in the summer, you know, they love to tear Woodward up. Every summer they tear the shit out of Woodward.
It's not exactly a parking lot.
Yeah, and then
you could go 696.
You could. You could.
3-4 exits.
Nonetheless, I will admit I come across as a very as a whiner.
Yeah, that was. Well, I think you're just a little high maintenance.
And I did a little. Trish, yeah, no, I've realized a lot of things. Over the 3 years that I've been off the air, I've spent a long time examining myself, and I'm not gonna fight with a lot of this. A lot of this stuff. I've been to the cry car and back 100 times.
Yeah. The other beef I should point out before we get past this is that you didn't like the idea of getting home so late.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is like 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're leaving at like 4:40.
I know. Brother, already.
I didn't know we had some sound over.
Oh, no.
We had that going already.
Oh, the first fucking drop, really?
Where's Sam Kinison? I know people go, where's Sam Kinison?
No, it's too early
Mr.
for
Helper?
That. Oh, it's too early for that.
People are really dying to hear that
and
one.
And while you're at it, keep dumping on me. And then I want to know how many stairs at your goddamn house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, how many stairs?
You know.
Well, that's you know. Actually, I'm very sympathetic to your knee issue. That's Well, you could get it replaced.
No, not me. I don't have that kind of luck. I'll go in. I get my knee replaced. Everybody else gets their knee replaced. Oh yeah, I was back in the job in a week. Now I get my knee replaced, and it's like there's an infection set in. The manufacturer, the knee, the replacement they use is no good, and they got to take it out, put another one in, and. That's just the kind of luck I have. So
I can't say I would be excited about getting a knee replacement.
No.
I would think,
no,
you know,
no,
watching you hobble the way you do, I yeah. expect at some point you're going to go, this is such an imposition, I'm just going to go in and do it. But that hasn't happened.
It hasn't happened yet, and I hope it never does, but it will.
Are you? Have you ever come to the point where you said, you know what, I've got to do this?
Never.
Really? You know, I was thinking that was probably the case.
But I will tell you this. I have come to the point where I realize that at some point I'm going to have to do that.
It seems like that some point would have come by now.
I know. Well, it's because I'm freaked out to do it. I'm so freaked out to do it.
Just the idea of a long hospital stay?
I think it's because, Drew, this leg, this left leg of mine from an old motorcycle accident, which is where it all started, and I just think there were so many operations and so much time in the hospital that it just burnt me out. You know, it just
you said, that's the end,
out.
I'm done with this leg.
Yeah, I'm done with
it. This is the best it's going to be.
Yeah, and I just, the idea of going under the knife again and anesthesia and it's got to be general anesthesia, you know, all of that. It's just, well, it doesn't have to be, actually, it turns out.
You don't have to go under for a knee replacement?
Well, you know what? They can give you those spinals now. Now, that is the other thing. I will say this, too. It does seem the longer I wait, the better and easier knee replacements are getting.
I know the philosophy, yeah. My man.
Anything, yes.
Yeah, I've said it myself many times about my back. And yeah. You know, they keep coming up with new stuff.
Well,
it
they do, like, though.
It's more sense to wait.
Well, they
it's like,
do.
What am I going to do? Yeah. I'm going to get new hair or something. I said, yeah. Come up with better ways of replacing your hair. My God, I should just wait.
Yeah.
Why do it now? There'll be a better way in 10 years. Of course, by then, you know, how old are you, for Christ's sake?
No, but it's true. It really is. But the thing is I know at some point something's going to have to be dealt with. But I do really think that in the beginning, fuck, man, I was in the hospital for almost 90 days, 7 operations. And there's so much pain involved in any kind of bone surgery. Oh, it's so much pain.
Oh, I'm sure knee replacement is a pretty dramatic thing. The shape of your leg.
I know.
Seeing that walk for this long, it just seems like, but man, just soldier on.
I know. It's funny how weak I am, isn't it? Funny, in some areas where I have no willpower, you know what I mean?
You've got a stubbornness and a something of put one leg in front of the other thing that's really powerful.
Yeah. And that, which Trish points it out all the time. It's just amazing how weak and lacking of willpower you are in so many areas. And yet, when it's something that, you know, you have a certain something that you want to protect or you like, which you're always...
Or avoid.
If I like it or
yeah, if you like it, yes.
Or whatever. Then it's incredible what I can put myself through and everybody else.
No doubt about it.
And it's true, man. It is true. So I don't know. We'll see what the future holds. But I'm hanging in there so far with it, goddammit.
I'm thinking you're going to the grave with your leg in the exact shape it's in right now.
It could be.
I assume that unless something dramatic happens.
Well, I don't know.
I hope it doesn't.
I hope to make it to 90, and I don't know if this knee is going to make it to 90. But
and I want to mention, too, that your father is my father's age, 95, right?
That's the thing. That's what's interesting about our parents. They really are paralleling one another. Your mother and my dad are identical ages, and of course, I lost my mother tragically with that accident where she slipped in the rain and hit her head. And that was a major problem with her age. I'm guessing with your dad, probably, by the way, with that concussion.
I know.
When they get to be older like that and there's a head strike in any fashion, it's really a problem. It's a big problem.
It's funny. We all assume that he would come out of it like one comes out of a normal concussion.
Right. It's their age.
And then I'm in this, you know, he's in like a retirement place recovering, and days are going by. And it's like, Dad, you know how long you've been here? He's been there 2 weeks.
Yeah.
3 days?
Is that right?
He's like, where? Was this a hotel? No, Dad. It's like a hospital, kind of.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, boy. Then he just sort of goes back inside himself.
Yeah.
He comes out occasionally.
Well, I wonder if I've got dementia, because I'm the same thing. I'll be walking around thinking it's Sunday. Positive. It's Thursday. Like, what?
I think that's from not working.
I know it is.
It's funny how little what day it matters.
Yeah.
I still do love the weekend.
I know.
Even though, you know, not working doesn't really matter. But
I know. I still hate Monday.
I don't like Monday either. It's funny. Yeah. Why do I not like Monday? It's like,
it's
no harm to me. I mean, what's going to happen to me? I don't have to work today.
I know. I don't know what I think it's just we spend our lifetimes, everybody does, hating Monday, you know? It's the beginning of the week and all kinds of things that one has to do and responsibilities and... So it's traditionally not enjoyed all that much, and it just sticks with you after a number of years when you have that feeling about a certain day. But yeah, my dad,
Sunday seems like the end of good things. I still have that dreaded feeling on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
We were talking about this. I forgot who it was, but we were talking about the ticking of the 60 minutes stopwatch. And as a kid, how horrible that was when you heard the 60 minutes stopwatch. Like, oh my God, the weekend is really over now because this horrible adult show is coming
on. Yeah, it's true.
I love the show now.
Mm-hmm. But you're right. If you hear that ticking, it's like, oh man.
The weekend's over, football's over, everything is over.
That's right. There's a depression there, you know?
Definitely.
It really is. It just not that much fun. My dad, though, thank God. I will say, though, my dad is doing pretty well. He's, although he's got his issues, believe me, he's struggling. You know, he's got macular
degeneration. Anybody in their 90s?
Yeah, he can't hear. Now he can't see with macular degeneration. Now he's got this strange.
Can't see.
Yeah, he's got macular degeneration, legal blind, you know.
Oh, boy.
And now he's got this weird red pattern across his eyesight. And he went to the eye doctor, and they're like, well, there's nothing wrong with you. But it's just part of what can happen with macular degeneration.
He's
and
seeing red, literally.
Yeah, it's like a red.
Sure, he's not angry.
I know. That's what I wanted. Sure, it's not blood pressure or he's fuming pissed. You know,
seeing red.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's just some bizarre thing that can happen. But you know, he's got his brain. He's real good with that. His memory is great. You know, he knows the computer better than I do.
Wow, kidding me?
I think the computer is really what's
keeping him going.
Yeah,
that's great.
I always believe that. It used to be crossword puzzles. Then he couldn't no longer see to do them, but the computer keeps him. And you know, he gets himself involved in all kinds of uploads and upgrades.
Does he visit?